Chapter 1. Anthony Cade signs on. Gentleman Joe! Why, if it isn't old Jimmy McGrath. Castle's select tour, represented by 7 depressed-looking females and 3 perspiring males, looked on with considerable interest. Evidently, there Mr. Cade had met an old friend. They all admired Mr. Cade so much. His tall, lean figure, his suntanned face, the light-hearted manner with which he settled disputes and cajoled them all into good temper. This friend of his now, surely rather a peculiar-looking man, about the same height as Mr. Cade, but thick-set and not so nearly good-looking, the sort of man one read about in books, who probably kept a saloon. Interesting, though. After all, that was what one came abroad for, to see all these peculiar things one read about in books. Up to now, they had been rather bored with Bulawayo. The sun was unbearably hot, the hotel was uncomfortable. There seemed to be nowhere particular to go until the moment should arrive to motor to the Mattapos. Very fortunately, Mr. Cade had suggested picture postcards. There was an excellent supply of picture postcards.